Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiler movie reviews.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Black Owl Tips Premium Podcast Network.
How y'all doing?
I am your host, Rod, and jumping off the heezy, off the top rope is your other co-host,
Karen. I got too excited. I hadn't been here in a while. I do apologize about it.
It's okay. But we're here to do a movie review for a movie you either have already seen, don't ever plan on seeing, or just don't care about spoiling, because we spoil the movie, and it's still a goddamn pandemic, so we've been sitting in the house watching movies safely.
Yes, socially distancing.
Yeah, so we're not risking the Rona to watch these movies, mm-hmm. And we highly suggest you do not either. But today's movie is on Disney Plus. We actually bought it when it came out, mm-hmm. on Disney Plus, but we just now got around to watching it, and I believe it's almost time for it to be able for people to watch it for just the regular Disney Plus without paying for it, mm-hmm. But it's Mulan, the live action version of the animated film Mulan, mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people have watched the animated film.
Yes, many years ago.
Okay, yeah, I watched the animated film actually last summer, I believe.
Oh, for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I seen it when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. So I watched it for the first time. It came out in 1998, but I just never watched it in the theaters and stuff, and my family wasn't a big Disney family, so before we get into this review, what do you think about the animated version of the film?
I really liked the animated version. I liked it a lot. I like the fact that Mulan isn't a princess, but she kind of falls in like the semi-princess category, where they kind of build a story around a woman and she does these magnificent things and stuff like that. I actually really enjoyed the movie. I watched it several times.
Okay, yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was adorable. Mm-hmm. And then this was right around the time that they announced, like, hey, we're gonna be doing a live action version, and I did think, how are they gonna do this live action, because it's so cartoony.
Yeah,
and some of the stuff was like, I think this could be done in a cartoon, but if it was live action,
you have to modify it.
I could see people having issues with it and stuff like that, mm-hmm. So all right, let's get into this review. We are going to talk about what we like, what we didn't like, and then score from 0 to 5, and just yeah, and then we'll get into your feedback. So first of all, give me something that you liked about Mulan. Oh wait, actually I didn't say what Mulan was about, so I feel like everyone should know, because it's one of the most popular films, but
just in case. Yeah,
yeah, just in case you didn't. A young Chinese maiden disguises herself as a male warrior in order to save her father. Essentially, her father is going off, there's a war that is happening, and Mulan's father is, all the men are being conscripted to join the war, and it don't matter if you a man in the family, either your oldest son goes or you go, and if you don't have no sons, then your ass gotta go.
Come on.
And so her father was supposed to go. She sneaks off in the middle of the night, says takes his armor, takes his sword, takes his horse, and she goes in this place to fight the war, and then the movie kind of ensues from there. Karen, give me something you liked.
I love the colors in this movie. The colors just really popped, with the reds and the greens, and just the background and the spices that, you know, when they're walking around. I really, really enjoyed the color.
Yeah, I like the kung fu That's what I really came for. And it was dope to see Donnie Yen and Jet Li in a movie as like the elder statesman, kind of taking a back seat to,
yeah.
I believe her name is Yefei Liu. I hope I said it right. Seeing them take a backseat role was cool, but knowing that they could also do the kung fu and the action stunts, and they got a couple minutes to do their moves too. And then seeing the actor who played Mulan, seeing her her action scenes were really dope. Like, mm-hmm. she, you know, and it was kind of like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type, yes. of kung fu. It wasn't like your more grounded martial arts.
Yes.
It was a lot of like jump, kick a spear, flip, jump, kick the spear up in the air, flip, and then kick the spear back at the enemy and stuff like that. Or, you know, so like some of the stunts and some of the fighting choreography I really enjoyed. What else did you like?
I love the battles. As far as like the battles on the battlefield, I thought that they were pretty, like just visually, just they were visually pretty to look at, in my opinion. And the fights felt like fights.
Another thing I liked too was like, it was kind of a simple, straightforward plot,
mm-hmm.
but they aged it up a little bit. So like, I want, like, where I would say Mulan felt like it could be from ages say 5 and up or something, mm-hmm. the animated movie,
right?
This felt more like 11 to 15, like, mm-hmm. so like you need to be a little bit older, not too old, but like this was,
yeah, 4 or 5 year old, this ain't the movie for you.
Yeah, and so bored. I thought it was like, of the directions they could have gone, where you have the goofiness and the, I shouldn't even say goofiness, but like the, yeah, nah, goofiness,
yeah,
is right.
Yeah,
goofiness, the, cartoon, yes. the musical numbers,
yes,
where you have Mishu, I think was his name, the Mushu, the dragon from the animated one, that would have been like, you know, making all the like Asian stereotype jokes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think Eddie Murphy played the voice.
Mm-hmm.
I could kind of see like how you could have made a movie that was more true to the original, but people would have taken it way more offensively in 2020.
Yes.
So I kind of think they avoided those pitfalls. So I think aging up the things a little bit and making it more, you know, relevant to the day, and, you know, still keeping the core theme of like, look, just because of someone's gender, they shouldn't be boxed out from life and the decisions they have to make and all that stuff. I thought it was cool. What else did you like?
I actually like, this one is a little different. Like you said, they didn't have like musicals, mm-hmm. so nobody actually broke out into a song. But I did like the music, like as far as when they was going to war, like the drums and things like that. Like, I did like the music that was kind of subtle, but in the background, they kind of set the mood for what was happening in the foreground.
Mm. Yeah, the music was dope. I think another thing I like was it's funny, you know, mm-hmm. and by funny, it was more, you know, cute Disney funny stuff, but I thought it was kind of funny, the stuff with the matchmaker at the beginning and the spider and, you know, some of the stuff with, you know, the training montage and all that stuff was pretty funny too. And like cute funny, not knock you down, whatever, because it does, you know, it's like the movie took itself a little more seriously almost because it had to,
right?
What else did you like?
I like the phoenix. I thought the phoenix was very pretty and very gorgeous and like a symbol. They did a lot of symbolism, so I really enjoyed the phoenix kind of showing her away and kind of leading her along her path. And that's more of the childlike thing, you know, for children to kind of, you know, follow along with what's happening. For me, I actually really enjoy, and I think another reason why I enjoyed the phoenix is because it was very bright and colorful and just very visually pretty to look at.
Yeah. So I think the runtime, you know, it was only like about an hour 40 minutes, so you know, a little bit longer than most kids, like little kids, attention spans probably. Yeah,
normally smooth 60 minutes. After that, they tapping out.
But it didn't really drain on too much. There was a lot of stuff where they kind of edited the scenes to be kind of fast, like, yeah, you know, rather than linger on it and try to make it dramatic. It was like, okay, she did this, then she did this, and then she did this, and the battle was over, you know. Anything else?
I actually like the witch, the character that played the witch. I actually really liked her character and her relationship to Mulan, of understanding what she was going through.
What do you mean?
Because basically the character that played the witch, she was outcast. So mm-hmm. when Mulan got outcast, she understood what it was like to be outcast, to have no country, no family, have everybody turned against you. So, you know, they were enemies, but then once she kind of understood Mulan's story, the character, the place of which had more compassion towards Mulan and didn't look at her as an enemy.
Yeah, that was a nice twist. And mm-hmm. they kind of bonded over the idea that, you know, the bad guy, while saying he would get this woman what she wanted, this witch, he was also saying, like, you will be a dog.
Yeah, because they both had to fight for know your place, like, you know, because even her dad right. told her one time, know your place, you're a woman, and they, you know, it's big on you're a woman, so because you're a woman, you're a daughter, you know, all of a sudden you don't have rights, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know, big on dishonoring the family name just by being different.
Yeah, I think also just that broader message of, like, women/girls are second class citizens and all this gendered shit is just mm-hmm. bullshit mm-hmm. and whatnot. So anything else before we move into dislikes?
Oh, I also like the pop-up of Agent May. She showed up at the end and I was like, May, I was like, oh, the rest of the crew ain't there, they're not on a mission, but I enjoyed that sweet surprise.
Okay, was there anything you did not like?
Yes, and it's not Disney's fault because it's Disney. When we initially started watching and they started having battle scenes, and it was like the fake stabs where they stab and they turn, or they stab and somebody goes down, or instead of, you know, blood, they'll break something across. And I was like, I'm supposed to be seeing blood. Like, and then I was like, oh yeah, it's a Disney movie.
Yeah, that was, yeah, it definitely is weirder seeing live action with the kind of, and it's probably just because of what I prefer to watch, but
yes.
When I see live action kung fu, martial arts and stuff, I really do, especially with swords and shit, you just expect to see a little bit more brutality, and of course that's impossible in a Disney film.
And I had to remind myself that it's a Disney film, because they were stabbing and shit, and I expected somebody to, like, draw a sword back with blood on it, or see blood fly. I was like, oh yeah, Karen, you're gonna be children watching this, and odds are they kind of tapered it down.
Yeah, and what's interesting though is it is rated PG-13, and when I think of the amount of violence in the PG-13 Marvel universe, it is more visceral than this.
Yes.
You know, so it is something about it where, I don't know, it just, they kind of pulled up a little bit short. As for me, you know, I do have a few things. I'm sorry, were you done? Did you have more?
Oh, one more. Mm-hmm. I actually did not like the villain.
Yeah, he's very one-dimensional.
Yeah, the villain wasn't scary at all. He was just brooding and just, I talk in a deep voice and I'm big and bad. I was like, a word, but he didn't really... For people that have heard my reviews in the past, I love a good villain. I mean, I like a villain that shows up on the screen and everybody goes, oh, shit. For him, he was like, okay. I was actually more scared of the witch than I was of him.
Yeah, I'm happy for all the, like, representation and casting and stuff. I forgot to mention that in the positives, because, you know, I couldn't speak for how this would have felt for Asian people, especially in the theater. And I mean Asian Americans mostly, but
right.
How they would have felt in the theater, like, if it would have, because I wanted everybody, I remember when Mulan dropped and people got kind of, some black people got almost, like, upset at the idea that Asian people were getting a similar thing as the Black Panther,
right?
And I was like, I hope it's great. I hope yes. I hope it's good. I hope people can be proud of it and pay, you know, and that they feel that it respected them and feel like all these great stars get to play roles that mm-hmm. they want to play. And I don't know that it, because we had the pandemic, I just don't know how it would have been received. Like, I know it was in theaters some places overseas and stuff, but that's different than like having a premiere here, having people able to go to the premiere, having people dressed up, having people do the interviews. So I just feel like they kind of got shafted on that. And then, you know, obviously their culture is different than ours. So I don't have the cultural expertise to say what is it is not good on this movie as far, because I've seen people say it's disrespectful to Asian culture, it wasn't good enough, or it changed too much stuff or whatever. I don't know, because I mean, like, I think also people would argue that if they would have put Mushu in it,
I don't know
about that part. I know that for me it didn't feel like they were being disrespectful, but I don't know the original Mulan fable or whatever enough to be offended. That being said, there were several things about this movie I thought were like not good. You know, obviously your main villain, not good, but also there's like the core conceit of like a girl can't do this, a girl can't do that. It's almost like they gave it up too easily. Like, I want to say she basically, like, halfway through the movie is like, I'm a girl, and that's it. And then she goes to the battlefield, fights everybody as a girl.
That's that quick thing they were doing.
Like they just kind of ripped the band-aid off and get it over with. You know, it's, you know, it was obvious, like, her father couldn't fight with his Paul Pierce knees and shit. Like, it was obvious that he wouldn't be, you know, whatever. But then, like, for the most part, everybody kind of accepts it within, like, maybe one person. I think Jet Li's character said had a couple, he was mad. And then, like, the next scene, everybody was like, all right, we over it. Sexism is dead. Let's go fight.
Right. And that's not real.
Not just from that point on, she becomes, like, the de facto leader of the army. Like, so it was very simple, I'll put it that way. So you know, like I said, easy for children, but I am an adult, so for me that was kind of a weird thing. You know, there was also some of the quickness on the storyline was almost like too quick.
Like almost like no character development.
And I felt like they didn't give the actors a lot to do, because that's one thing that was different about Black Panther and Mulan. Like, Black Panther was like 2.5 hours almost or something. This was like 1 hour and 40 minutes, so it was very much like, we're not gonna take this narrative and expand on it, we're gonna take it and kind of we're gonna expand it from, of course, kids thing, but not too far. And I felt like they could have did more with the premise, all that stuff. Like,
yeah, I think if it would have been longer, they would have gotten to things that it would not be surprising if this movie was a 2.5, maybe 3 hour movie, and they start slicing and cutting and slicing and cutting and slicing and cutting until they got to this 90 minutes.
Yeah. So yeah, I just feel like,
cause it was like more, it needed more meat.
Yeah, and there was a lot of stuff they put in the movie that I'm like, maybe there's a cultural explanation for it, but they didn't do it in the movie.
No, and they
didn't explain. Like, the Phoenix being, like, their family crest or whatever made sense. But then there's a period where a literal Phoenix flies behind her in the end of the battle, and it's like, what? So what's the significance of this? You know what I mean? Like, y'all didn't want to elaborate on that or set that up before you did it, other than it looked, of course it looked great, but you know, that kind of stuff. You know, like you said, having the actress who plays Melinda May in the movie is cool, but then she really didn't get to do nothing.
Right, so I was like, I'm almost like, why did you have her there for her not to do anything? And also, I think if they would have had more time, because this did, and I felt like it's like a, it's almost like a Star Wars thing, how they run the story, run the real story up, and then they show you the movie. It was almost like they talked about her father. I would have loved for her father to have some, even if it was nothing but a 2-minute scene of him fighting in the war and him seeing a Phoenix. Then it would have made more sense to have her see the Phoenix.
Yes.
Because they talked about how he was a great warrior. Well, I want this, like, a younger version of him. Like, they could have done a
flashback.
Right.
Yeah. It was little stuff like that that it felt like they could have had a 2-hour movie that would have been, like, amazing to me. And instead, we got, like, an hour and 40-minute movie that was okay for me, as opposed to blowing me away. And I think maybe if I was a child, because that's another thing, this movie couldn't really decide, is it for children and adults who love the original, or is this for like people that kind of want to see a Black Panther like level of seriousness on something that's kind of a kid's story? And I think they really never picked
right. It's almost like they gave you a hodgepodge of a little bit of everything without committing like completely to either one, and it comes out okay versus saying, hey, if we're gonna go all kid, let's go all the way kid. No, you didn't have to do Mushu and all that stuff, but we could have went all the way
kid.
Yeah,
you could have done other musical stuff or whatever,
right, or something like that. Or either if we're gonna go adult, you didn't have to go too adult, but up the adultish, because I didn't even think about it till you said it. Yes, Avengers had more violence. I mean, you know, like as far as like, you know, because Thor literally chopped off Thanos' head, you know, but yet we couldn't get a, even if you didn't show me blood, I couldn't see a sword go through somebody's body. You're fighting.
Right. So, yeah, we'll see. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen the critical reception. I guess a lot of people haven't seen the movie yet.
Right.
And, you know, one thing I didn't want to fall into was reading all the negative pieces about the movie.
Right.
Because
I wanted to see it first.
What happens with that, I think, and this happens often, you read all the negative things. You don't watch the movie for yourself, or you watch it after you've read nothing but negative things about it, and then you go, isn't it terrible? I noticed this. And it's like, no, you didn't notice that. You were trying to program to not like the movie. And you never really know where that stuff is coming from, if it's genuine or if it's just kind of the Twitter hot take sphere, or, you know, here's my chance to get some attention. So, you know, I wanted to see the movie for myself, which is why I didn't read any of the stuff before the film, to try to, like, you know, ruin my taste for the movie. Because the way my brain works, if I read a bunch of shit saying something is terrible and you shouldn't watch it and it's horrible, I just wouldn't watch it and wouldn't do a review and wouldn't worry about it. So I was like, let me watch it for myself without all that and then see how I feel if I, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, those are my negatives for the film. What would you rate it? 0 out of 5?
I'm going to give this 2 scores. I'm about to say, if you like are like a younger child or have like a child's frame of mind and you kind of want a simple or simplified story, I would give it a 4 out of 5. But if you like me, who had kind of watched it and enjoyed it but kind of wanted something more adult-ish or more mature, I'm gonna give it a 2.
Yeah, I think it's a, I would say it's like a 2 out of 5. Yeah, I think that's what it is for me. It looked good. It definitely didn't like skimp on the budget or anything, but the plot felt very paltry and like the bones of a much bigger, more epic story was right there. And they chose to be like, let's just keep it simple, make it small. And I think with the budget and the actors you got, nah, go ahead and make that 2.5-hour film. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do it. You know, some people will go, this isn't for kids anymore, but they can go watch the cartoon. This is not for the kids no more. Like this, I think this story deserved the type of sophistication that we got from Black Panther.
Agreed.
And I don't think we got that here. Mm-mm. I think we could have gotten a much better, more in-depth type of story. This was like cute and passable.
Yes.
And definitely something that you can just hit play and your kids can like watch or whatever.
Right.
But to me, I think it's not, if you're gonna grow it up, grow it up.
Yeah.
You know
commit,
what I mean?
Commit to it.
Make that villain more epic.
Yes.
Give him some speeches and some bigger stage moments. Make a, make that violence more visceral, make that the plot and the through lines with the family, like Karen said, we could have got her father fighting back in the day and the Phoenix showing up and then her in the end at this hopeless, because that's another thing too, they don't really push her to the brink.
Mm-mm.
And I think that's a mistake. Don't. like what makes the hero of a movie is that they had this moment where it's like they should give up, you know. And I think that, you know, she never has that moment. She has a moment where she like drops the sword in the last fight. She has that moment where they kick her out of the army, but they don't last very long, and they don't really make her struggle to get back. If she would have been like literally about to die fighting that last boss, then you got something.
You made me think something else I did not like was the last fight.
Mm-hmm.
The last fight was highly disappointing because mm-hmm. you had all this anticipation, but a fucking cut a rope and he falls.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that?
And then the dude catching the arrow thing.
Yes. like
which was weird because you could kill somebody with arrows and spears in this movie, but not swords. Like, so many people die from getting shot with arrows off of horses and all the impaled spears. But then if you like pull a sword out, you basically had to like at one point she swung at somebody's leg with the sword and the person did like a flip, like they got hit with a stick. I was like, that's not how swords work.
Right. And I really do think that boiled down to that non-committal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, ooh, because basically they felt like an arrow wasn't that bad.
Right.
But a sword, oh, I don't know, guys. I'm not sure, guys. And that's almost like everybody wanted to panic for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so that boiled down to that thing we was talking about. You either going to be all kid or either adult. I'm not trying to say you got to go full-fledged, you know, chop the head off and blood spew out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at least up it. But because it was non-committal, that's the thing. And yeah, I was highly disappointed in the final boss fight, because it was not only was it simple, it was quick.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is a short fight.
Yeah, it definitely felt like they was trying to wrap that shit up.
Yes.
You know, but yeah, so I think, like I said, bones of a good movie but not a good movie. And I think maybe kids or somebody might enjoy it, but it wasn't for me. It gave me the feeling of when I watched I think it was Chronicles of Riddick and Scorpion King, The Rock, Scorpion King.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just like, these movies needed to pick a lane, either go all the way rated R or just be silly and PG and funny and shit. But
right,
this little lane where you like, you know, I'm the good guy, but I never really truly hurt anyone.
I'm not trying to hit that.
All right, y'all, that's it for that. We got one comment for Project Power, which is the last movie we reviewed back on August 30th. Oh, happier times.
Right.
Me and Justin actually reviewed this movie. Writer Chick writes in and says, I just wanted to say thank you for the review. I really enjoyed this movie, and I hope to see a sequel. Sans Jamie. So, okay, Jamie Foxx was a no-go, but other than that, pretty good movie. All right, y'all, we'll talk to you next time. Until then, peace.
Peace.